tonight's call is going to be really, really good. I've heard this speaker speak several times, and every time I'm blown away. And so I'm super excited tonight, and I hope you are too. Real quick, Sherelle, are you on here?
Yes, I'm on here.
Okay, great. All right, so again, everyone, welcome to the Ambit Business Builder call on this Sunday night. I'm so glad you could be here. I can say it was an awesome day in Indiana. We had perfect weather, and so I hope you all enjoyed your Sunday, and now we're going to get down to some stories and some training, and I'm just really excited. So it is my pleasure to introduce to you our speaker tonight. Her name is Sherelle Slay. She's an executive consultant. She is a Pure Energy Award winner, 5-star winner, and Comma Club member. And so now, Sherelle, I'm going to turn it over to you. Can you tell us, you know, how you got started with Ambit and what your aha moment was?
Okay, sure. Let's see. I got started in the Ambit business about 7 years ago. And let me just say this. Before I just jump in, Amber, I have to say that I'm so excited to be on this call tonight because religiously I listen to this call every single Sunday, and I always have since the day I started in the business. And I rarely miss a Sunday night. If I miss a Sunday night, it's because there's something special going on in my family or in my life where I just need to get away. But to actually be asked to be on the other side of the call, the moderator side of the call, is a real pleasure. And I really, you know, every once in a while, you need a twinkle, just to say, you know what, you're doing the right things. So I just appreciate and thank you for the opportunity to be here. So anyway, 7 years ago, I started the Ambit Energy business, and I started through my father. My dad introduced the business to me, Oscar Carter from New York City. He had been building the business probably about 2 years prior to me. I actually don't know how long he had been building it prior to me, but I think it was at least a year, maybe 2 years. And when he brought the business to me, I had already, you know, graduated from college, basically following my parents' footsteps in getting a degree. I got my first job in corporate America, 21 years old, and worked that career for 10 years and was constantly looking for a way to find freedom, you know, throughout that period of time. Although I didn't know what freedom was, I just knew that I didn't like going to my job every single day. I will say this, when I found Ambit, a seed had already been planted for me of entrepreneurship. At the age of 24, I lost my mom to a terminal illness, and the seed that was planted in me was the fact that she didn't have a backup plan. She got sick. She shouldn't have been working, but she was working anyway because she needed to make her ends meet, and that was really painful for me to experience that with her as one of her caretakers. My sister and I looked after her. Unfortunately, we lost my mother, but what I'd say the beauty on the other side of that loss was an entrepreneur was born, because I was not willing to settle for anything. I wasn't willing to settle for anything less than my freedom to be able to live and do the things that I wanted to do. And so that just sticks with me. It's inbred in me. And so I tell people all the time, sometimes you join a business opportunity such as this because you have a passion that you want to pursue. And sometimes you join a business such as this because you're running away from a pain. And I would say this was an occasion where I'm running away from a pain. I just do not ever want to be stuck in a position where I don't have enough money to pay for myself. If I got sick, if I got hurt, if I got laid off from my job, if I got fired from my job, that's out of my control. And I don't like to not be in control of my life. And so I ended up getting into the real estate industry when I was in my late 20s, and that was my first taste of, I'm going to say, network marketing. And I tell people all the time, they're like, what do you mean network marketing? Real estate's not network marketing. Yes, it is. I used to own a real estate company for almost 10 years. And what I would do is I would go out and I would recruit agents to work for my brokerage company. And I would train my real estate agents to go out and sell real estate or represent a client that would be interested in buying real estate. My real estate agents, they were independent contractors. So they would go out when they wanted to and get customers or clients, and they would represent them. And every time they sold a property, they would earn a commission, and I would get a portion of their commission. That's network marketing. That's leveraged income. The only difference is I hadn't created an infrastructure such that when they went out and, you know, performed, you know, a sale, that they could also go out and teach other people to do the exact same thing that is available in real estate, but I never grew the business to that point. So anyway, that was my first taste of leveraged income, and I liked it because I didn't always have to be out there selling homes. And in fact, that wasn't what I ever wanted to do. I didn't want to sell homes constantly. I wanted to create a system so that I would have some freedom. And so that's why my business partner and I in real estate, we were always looking for ways to increase our system. Well, the real estate market crashed in 2007 and 2008, and all of my agents went back and got jobs. And it put me in a position where I was trading my time for money again in order to make ends meet at home. You see, I had just had my firstborn child, which was Carter. He was about 1 o'clock. He was 1 year old. And my second child, Parker, I was pregnant with. I was 8 months pregnant. And I'm running out in the evening, you know, showing homes and just working my tail feather off and nursing and, you know, whatever you do with kids, nap times and everything. And I was just thinking, oh, my gosh, how am I going to continue to do my work in the way that I like to work, which I'm quite ambitious when it comes to making money, but also be able to be the mom that I wanted to be and the wife that I wanted to be to Raheem. So I was feeling the pressure, but I didn't know that there would be something around the corner. So I wasn't really looking. I just was uncomfortable. So I think just timing, you know, Dad approached me about network marketing with Ambit by sending me a video. And I kept ignoring the video. He'd email it to me. He'd ask me if I would take a look at it. And I just wasn't willing to do it. Well, finally, he sent it to my husband, Raheem. Raheem took a look at it. And I was sitting on the couch when Raheem was watching it. And Raheem said, you ought to do this. And I was like, okay. And so that's how I got started, guys. That was 7 years ago.
Wow. That's a great story. So you said a couple of things that I think I had not heard in your story before. Now, some of us know that you do not have an upline. Can you tell us what that's like? Because there are people out there that, you know, their upline might not be existent. They might not help them. Can you tell us what you did, how you proceeded without an upline, just for those people out there that need that that guidance?
Yeah, sure. And I'll clarify that too, because there may be some folks in the call that are new and don't really understand what that means. How can I not have an upline when that is what we are? Someone sponsored me and I'm attached to somebody all the way up to a national. And really what that means, me not having an upline, it means that, yes, I had a sponsor that brought me in. I mentioned that was my dad. My dad took a very active role initially in getting me started, making certain that I got the customers that I needed and pointing me in the right direction initially. But then life happened for him. And he, you know, he was not actively building the business, and he was not my coded regional or he wasn't my coded senior or my coded executive. And so it was tough. You see, Dad, my sponsor, lived in Harlem, New York at the time that he still lived there when he sponsored me into business. And I was his one person in Chicago. He had other team members in other territories, you know, other states, but I was the only one in Chicago. And I was at a loss because my coded upline was terminated from Ambit Energy. They were doing some things in New York City that they were not supposed to be doing, and they had been terminated. Like my whole coded upline had been terminated years before I joined the business. And by the way, side note, never quit the business, because shame on them for you know, doing what they did. And they have totally lost out on a huge organization that I'm developing now. So I tell you, you know, you just never know who's going to come into your business. But here I am. I come into the business. and I start building. And here's what I would have to tell you if there's anybody who feels like they're not supported by their sponsor or feeling like they don't have any coded seniors, you know, nobody attached to you such that they're financially incented to help you because they earn as you earn in weekly bonuses. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about coding. If you're that person, it's okay because you started the business because you saw something that you were excited about. And so that's all that matters. And it really doesn't matter who is guiding you, to be honest with you. It doesn't matter who's guiding you because you need to be the one that's guiding yourself. This is your business. And so I understood that. And maybe because I had been in entrepreneurship previously or being a business owner already in real estate, I already knew what I had to do. And I never looked to anybody to lead me or guide me. What I did know was important that was that I had to figure out who could help me. And because I knew I couldn't do it on my own, and I knew I was joining a business where there was a proven system that existed already. So it was just about being resourceful and finding people and tapping into trainings that already existed in my state. So I just, you know, got all the information that was being emailed to me from corporate, and I just looked at the back office to figure out who was sponsoring meetings and, you know, just found myself going to those meetings. And I probably attended at the early days, I probably attended 2 to 3 meetings a week, purposely choosing different meetings because I wanted to see who was leading in a way that I admired or leading in a way that I could see myself being mentored by that person. So as a marketing consultant, I kind of linked into a meeting that was happening in Chicago, in the city of Chicago. And then I would commute out to the O'Hare area, which was about 45, 50 minutes from my house with traffic, usually during rush hour because we're going to 7:30 meetings. I wouldn't, you know, it would be like an hour and a half to get there. I would make that commute there. Sometimes I went way far out in Naperville where there was a regional out there growing a team, which was like an hour and a half away from my home. So I just made the commitment and the investment to get in my car and travel where I needed to go in order to get the information that I needed to get. So I think the thing I want to say about that is resourcefulness is key when it comes to being in business. And I really believe that is what separates the people that are going to have success in this business and not, because there's always going to be a time when you're going to plateau and things are just going to flatten for you. Maybe you're going to feel like you're unsupported and you're going to feel like you're out there all by yourself. And the truth is, you are. You are in the sense that this is your business and nobody is going to care about your business and nurture your business more than you. If you don't show up for it, if you don't find, you know, the necessary tools that are going to advance you in the business, then oh well. So you really have to just figure it out, connect with people that are actually moving in the business, and be resourceful through the process. Let me say this, what ended up happening is after about 2 years in the business building consistently, my organization began to grow in a way that I felt like I couldn't support it any longer, and I just didn't know what to do. On one single month, I remember having like a team of 48 people for like 2 years. It seems like that. I'm exaggerating, but I feel like I had a team of 48 people for like 2 years, and I'm thinking, why can't I get a team over 100? Like, why aren't I growing? And all of a sudden, my team just blossomed, and I had one single month, I had about 200 people that came into my business in a month, and here I am, I was a senior. They came into my senior organization. I'm trying to figure out how do I support all of these people. It's just me. So when it came to like a team call, because there were so many people now coming into the business like this, I'm like, okay, I need to have training materials. I need to have, you know, a team call. I need to, like, I was just, it was all on me. There were so many, and I have to, you know, reach out to these folks and welcome them, which is my normal system and doing, and it was just a lot. It was a lot. I was totally overwhelmed, and so I went to a power trip, and I remember sitting in the seat and looking for my national. Now, I always knew my national was Steve Thompson, and I had introduced myself to him before, and he was, you know, nice and pleasant. I didn't really know who I was, and I just remember sitting in the seat at Power Trip with one of the seniors on my team, and I was saying, this man needs to know who I am because I'm building this huge organization in Illinois, and he didn't know me from Adam. And so I went and introduced myself to him, and he was cordial, you know, hi, how are you, anything you need? You know, just let me know. I can help you. And I was like, okay, great. Well, I need you right now. He said, okay. He was like, what is it that you need? And I said, I need help. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. And he said, well, who's your executive? And I told him who it was. And he just looked at me because he knew, you know, that lineage and the executive that had been terminated. And he was just looking at me. And I said, Steve, I had 200 people join my business last month. And I don't know what to do. And that woke him up. So he went back to his room and he looked it up to figure, you know, look at my back office and realized all the emails that he was receiving. It was a whole downline that was terminated. And so he wasn't paying attention to that set of emails that were coming in. But when he saw it, he was like, oh, holy moly. You are blowing it up in Illinois. We need to get connected. So Steve Thompson is my upline, and he guides me and coaches me and has been for the last 4 or 5 years since the discovery of me.
Wow. You know, my next question, I was going to ask you, what was your greatest challenge and how did you overcome it? Did you just answer that, or did you have another challenge that you could tell us about and how you overcame it?
I have a lot of challenges, Amber. I mean, this business comes with lots of different challenges, and it's not, you've got the skill sets of the business, right? So that's where Brian always talks about you've got the fundamentals of the business, and then you've got the personal side of the business, the personal development side of the business. So skill set-wise, that's easy because the system, I can just, you know, listen to a video, a training, and learn the skills. And just by doing over and over and over again and practicing the invitation and practicing being good at following up, practicing at closing, practicing at handling objections, you know, the actual fundamentals of the business, being diligent and that sort of thing, that's the easy part. Yes, there are times when, you know, at the beginning you're like, oh my God, it's uncomfortable doing the system. But that's where the challenge is. It's me. Like, I think I have been the biggest challenge in my business because I have to deal with my fears, my limitations, and my mindset. And I have to do that all throughout. I have had to do that all throughout my career in the last 7 years. And so I can't say there's any one greatest challenge I've had other than to wrap it all up and say I have been my greatest challenge is getting over myself. My goodness, if I could just be consistent, you know, and that's what I say to myself, if I could just be consistent and do what I say I'm going to do every single day, man, my business would be so much further, you know, or I might say, if I didn't take it personal when certain people said no to me in the business, you know, I would be much further along. So there has always been something that has stood in my way of success, but it's all been personal things, stuff that I can work on through personal development. And so there is no one greatest challenge. The greatest challenge is me. And I know that if I'm at a plateau in my business, it's not because of my team. It's not because of, you know, It's not because of the resource. You know, it's not because of my team. I can't point my finger at anybody. It always comes back to me. There's something that I'm not doing or I'm missing, or and that might even be a new idea. You know what I'm saying? It may not be like I'm doing something wrong. It might be I'm plateaued because I've reached the height of my leadership lid, as John Maxwell says. And I actually was at that point last year. I plateaued. I was at the top of my leadership lid, and I was looking for ways of breaking through that lid. The only way to do that is by reading and seeking new mentors and taking myself to the next level of thinking. And when I was able to go to the next level of thinking, aha, the light bulb, you know, has gone off. And now I've got all these ideas, you know, that I'm just itching to implement in my business. And so it's just, it's constant growth and constant learning. Doesn't matter how much money you make or how far you are in the business or how big your team is, you're always going to face something new and challenging that you've never experienced before. And the only way to break through that wall is to broaden your mindset. Again, being open to opportunity to learn new things and new ways of doing things and building your business, and being open to listening to other mentors than the ones that you're used to listening to. So I would say I'm the greatest challenge to continue to agree with myself that it's okay to be stuck, and to agree with myself that it's okay to seek the answers, and then to have the willingness to do it.
That's outstanding. You kind of just answered the next question too by saying, when you said, so I was going to ask you, this is Debbie, by the way, what's your best piece of advice for a consultant who's feeling stuck, a new consultant who's feeling stuck?
Who's feeling stuck?
Yeah, a new consultant who is feeling stuck. What's your best advice for them?
Oh, who is feeling stuck?
Yes. Sorry.
Oh,
yes.
I thought you said feeling stuff. I was like, I don't know. Okay. Advice for a consultant who's feeling stuck. What would I encourage them to do? This is easy. Get unstuck. It's that simple. Make a decision to get unstuck. That's it. And that's all I got to say on that, seriously, because I have faced individuals within my organization who I'm hearing, oh, I'm stuck, I can't do this, I can't. And I'm just like, well, fix it, you know, just fix that thing. Because there's nothing, I can't direct you any way. I can't say, oh, go talk to so-and-so or go read this or listen to this. You got to find a way that works for you. Get yourself unstuck. Because that's a mindset thing. You have to make the decision to get yourself unstuck. I can't unstick you. You got to unstick yourself and figure out what
right.
has got you tied up. You know, okay, well, now make the decision not to be tied up. It's that simple. There's no science. You know, there's no philosophy. I didn't go to philosophy class. You know, there's no like,
right.
There's no like perfect ribbon for this. Just get unstuck. It's that simple. And it's mindset. Make the change. Just do it. Just jump. Just do it.
I like that jump. Okay. Sherelle, is there anything else that you would like to share with us, a couple of nuggets before I kind of go back over some highlights of what you said?
Well, you know what? I feel like we have a gift. I think we have a gift in Ambit Energy. Hands down, if you're listening to this call, network marketing is the answer to everything. It really is. I've done it all. I've been a primary business owner, a sole proprietor. I've done that. I've been, and I did it for 10 years. I've been in on a 9-to-5 job, an executive career in corporate, done that. Network marketing, I'm doing it. And so when I look at all of those three different areas, this has really been the best. It's the most rewarding financially and also from a personal standpoint when it comes to connection, making connection with other people. And so I would say that we're in the right industry. The question is, you know, what is it that you need to do to be better, in the industry, because with a great industry that you've chosen and the company that we're partnered with today is absolutely phenomenal, there's no reason why you can't have ultimate success in this business. So really what just needs to happen is you have to figure out what's either holding you back or figure out how to get off the plateau and go to that next level by thinking of new ideas and just trying lots of different things. And I would say don't be afraid to try a lot of different things in order to get your business moving, because if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, y'all know what insanity means. You don't want to be that person. And so you've got to be innovative. And I'm not saying get off the system. Everything I do, I'm always following the system, but sometimes you have to find little innovative ways of whatever your unique self can bring to the table. You got to find innovative ways to advance your business as you go along. So don't quit. Don't quit on yourself. We're all here to support. I'd say I've had a great experience with Ambit in the years that I've been partnered with the company and a great group of people that are in the business. Just keep at it and keep going.
Great. Thank you so much, Sherelle. All right, guys, I'm just going to go over a couple of things that I took away from this that have kind of resonated with me. So reading, it's so important. When Sherelle said that network marketing is the same like being a broker, a real estate broker, I read this somewhere, and I've been using that in presentations and in talking to people. That's an important note to take away, because I just tell people there's no other thing that's going to give you leveraged income that I can think of except for being a real estate broker. So you might want to, have that pen and paper in hand and take note of what Sherelle said there. And then you said you didn't have contact with Steve Thompson in your upline, and they were all gone. Guys, you don't have to wait. You don't have to. There are so many people to plug into in this business. There are Facebook groups. If you want this, go get it. That's what I'm getting that you're saying, Sherelle. If you want it, you go get it. And then you have to be dedicated and committed. If you're dedicated and committed, you will be able to do anything and overcome anything. I liked your story about how many people came in your senior code. That's a lot. That's fantastic, Sherelle. And then, again, read. You said your biggest challenge was yourself. And I think that's everybody's biggest challenge, themselves. Everybody is afraid. I'm still afraid to talk to somebody. I'm still afraid to pick up that phone. We're all afraid. We have to get over that. And then, come get out of that and read. There's a good book that I'm reading right now. Everybody take note of this. It's called Get Over Your Damn Self and Learn to, I can actually get the exact name of it. If anybody wants that. It's very good. It's all about network marketing. Yeah, it's Get Over Your Damn Self. Yeah, like the guide to building a big business. And now my book's talking. Okay. And then Ambit is truly a gift. Everybody needs to remember that this is a gift. Do what you need to. Have the mindset that you need to and just commit yourself and move forward. And Sherelle, you were absolutely fantastic. And I asked Richard about getting you on this call. I've always loved to listen to you talk, and we really appreciate having you on.
Thank you for having me.
All right, you're welcome. I'm going to unmute the lines, and everybody can say goodnight, and thank Sherelle for being with us tonight, and thank you again.
Thanks, Sherelle.
Thank you.
Thank you.